عرش و کرسی سے بالا ہے بام آپ کا، عرش و کرسی سے بالا ہے بام آپ کا، آگے اللہ ہی جانے مقام آپ کا، عرش و کرسی سے بالا ہے بام آپ کا، آگے اللہ ہی جانے مقام آپ کا، آپ کے ساتھ صدیق و فاروق ہیں، آپ کے ساتھ صدیق و فاروق ہیں، وہ ہے جنت جہاں ہے قیام آپ کا، وہ ہے جنت جہاں ہے قیام آپ کا، مجھ سے کیا ہو بیان عظمتیں آپ کی، مجھ سے کیا ہو بیان عظمتیں آپ کی، دونوں عالم میں ہیں شہرتیں آپ کی، دونوں عالم میں ہے عزتیں آپ کی، دونوں عالم میں ہے عزتیں آپ کی، دونوں عالم میں ہے احترام آپ کا، دونوں عالم میں ہے احترام آپ کا، عرش و کرسی سے بالا ہے بام آپ کا، آگے اللہ ہی جانے مقام آپ کا، آپ ہیں زینت بزم کون و مکان، آپ ہیں زینت بزم کون و مکان، آپ ہیں رونق محفل کن فکان، فرش سے عرش تک شرق سے غرب تک، فرش سے عرش تک شرق سے غرب تک، نور پھیلا ہوا ہے تمام آپ کا، نور پھیلا ہوا ہے تمام آپ کا، عرش و کرسی سے بالا ہے بام آپ کا، آگے اللہ ہی جانے مقام آپ کا، آپ کے ساتھ صدیق و فاروق ہیں، وہ ہے جنت جہاں ہے قیام آپ کا، ناز کرتا ہوں اپنے مقدر پہ میں، آپ آقا میرے میں غلام آپ کا، ناز کرتا ہوں اپنے مقدر پہ میں، آپ آقا میرے میں غلام آپ کا، آپ جیسا کوئی دو جہاں میں نہیں، اس زمین میں نہیں آسماں میں نہیں، آپ جیسا کوئی دو جہاں میں نہیں، اس زمین میں نہیں آسماں میں نہیں، حسن صورت عجب حسن سیرت عجب، حسن صورت عجب حسن سیرت عجب، پھر عجب اس پہ حسن کلام آپ کا، پھر عجب اس پہ حسن کلام آپ کا، عرش و کرسی سے بالا ہے بام آپ کا، آگے اللہ ہی جانے مقام آپ کا، آپ کے ساتھ صدیق و فاروق ہیں، وہ ہے جنت جہاں ہے قیام آپ کا. ہر نمازی کی ہے تحیات میں آپ کا تذکرہ بعد ذکر خدا. ہر نمازی کی ہے تحیات میں آپ کا تذکرہ بعد ذکر خدا. ہر مؤذن کی میں نے اذان میں سنا, ہر مؤذن کی میں نے اذان میں سنا, ایک ہے اللہ کا نام ایک ہے نام آپ کا, ایک ہے اللہ کا نام ایک ہے نام آپ کا. عرش و کرسی سے بالا ہے بام آپ کا, آگے اللہ ہی جانے مقام آپ کا. روزہ پاک پر گو کئی مرتبہ, حاضری کا شرف ہے مجھے مل چکا. روزہ پاک پر گو کئی مرتبہ, حاضری کا شرف ہے مجھے مل چکا. بار آبی کو دل پھر سے بے چین ہے, بار آبی کو دل پھر سے بے چین ہے, جانے کب آئے گا اب پیام آپ کا, جانے کب آئے گا اب پیام آپ کا. عرش و کرسی سے بالا ہے بام آپ کا, آگے اللہ ہی جانے مقام آپ کا. کیوں میں دیکھوں کسی اور منشور کو, کیوں میں دیکھوں کسی اور منشور کو, کیوں میں مانوں کسی اور دستور کو. سب کتابوں سے افضل کتاب آپ کی, سب کتابوں سے افضل کتاب آپ کی, سب نظاموں سے افضل نظام آپ کا, سب نظاموں سے افضل نظام آپ کا. عرش و کرسی سے بالا ہے بام آپ کا, آگے اللہ ہی جانے مقام آپ کا. آپ کے ساتھ صدیق و فاروق ہے, وہ ہے جنت جہاں ہے قیام آپ کا.
ان کے دربار اقدس میں جب بھی کوئی غمزدہ آ گیا, تشنا کام آ گیا, ان کے دربار اقدس میں جب بھی کوئی غمزدہ آ گیا, تشنا کام آ گیا. غم غلط ہو گئے, معصیت دل گئی, مغفرت عافیت کا قیام آ گیا. ان کے دربار اقدس میں جب بھی کوئی غمزدہ آ گیا, تشنا کام آ گیا. غم غلط ہو گئے, معصیت دل گئی, مغفرت عافیت کا قیام آ گیا. ان کے دربار اقدس میں جب بھی کوئی غمزدہ آ گیا, تشنا کام آ گیا. روز مبارک نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام, all his pain, all his worries, all his grief and all his sorrows are all wiped out. Not only that, but even his sins, he makes sincere tawbah to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, And he asks for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam shafaat, and even those sins get washed away. And the pegham and the message of afiyat comes from there.
Unke darbare aqdas mein jab bhi koi ghamzada aa gaya, tishna kaam aa gaya, gham galat ho gaye, maasiyat dul gayi, maghfirat afiyat ka payam aa gaya. Zabt sadqe hua, hosh qurbaan hue, zabt sadqe hua, hosh qurbaan hue, do jahan aalame wajd mein aa gaye. Zabt sadqe hua, hosh qurbaan hue, do jahan aalame wajd mein aa gaye. Dil ko lazzat mili, chashm purnam hui, dil ko lazzat mili, chashm purnam hui, jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dil ko lazzat mili, chashm purnam hui, jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, dil ko lazzat mili, chashm purnam hui, jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dono aankh do jahan aalam mein wajd mein aa gaye, dil ko lazzat mili, chashm purnam hui, both the worlds got into ecstasy and joy. The heart got enjoyment, kind of ecstasy, happiness, and the eyes got filled and welled with tears. Jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Zabt sadqe hua, hosh qurbaan hue, do jahan aalame wajd mein aa gaye, dil ko lazzat mili, chashm purnam hui, jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hey, jo lene gaye khud kalime khuda, hey, jo lene gaye khud kalime khuda, farq ye hai kalim aur mehboob mein. Hey, jo lene gaye khud kalime khuda, farq ye hai kalim aur mehboob mein. Wo kalam uska lene gaye tur par, wo kalam uska lene gaye tur par, inke ghar khud khuda ka kalam aa gaya. Hey, jo lene gaye khud kalime khuda, farq ye hai kalim aur mehboob mein. Wo kalam uska lene gaye tur par, inke ghar khud khuda ka kalam aa gaya. Inke darbar-e-aqdas mein jab bhi koi ghamzada aa gaya, tishna kaam aa gaya, gham galat ho gaye, maasiyat dhul gayi, maghfirat afiyat ka payam aa gaya. Gham galat ho gaye, maasiyat dhul gayi, maghfirat afiyat ka payam aa gaya. Bazme kaunain ki jab sawari gayi, bazme kaunain ki jab sawari gayi, aasman o zameen mein safe bich gayi. Bazme kaunain ki jab sawari gayi, aasman o zameen mein safe bich gayi, anbiya aa gaye, mursali aa gaye, مقتدی آ چکے تو امام آ گیا. بزم کونین جب سواری گئی آسمان و زمین میں صفے بچ گئی. انبیاء آ گئے مرسلی آ گئے مقتدی آ چکے تو امام آ گیا. ان کے دربار اقدس میں جب بھی کوئی غمزدہ آ گیا تشنا کام آ گیا.
تھے جو لینے گئے خود کلیم خدا, فرق یہ ہے کلیم اور محبوب میں. موسیٰ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کلیم اللہ, نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام حبیب اللہ. You know, this is the difference. That day he was called to go on to Surah Tur, and there he received the commandments. There he received the Torah. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he was Habibullah. Here in his own home, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is coming with Kalamullah. Verses and verses on the Quran Sharif. And then as we know that in the night of Mi'raj, all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they first gathered. And then they're waiting now who is going to make the imamah. So the Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that now you will make the imamah. To show the entire Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and until the day of Qiyamah that he is Sayyidul Anbiya sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He is the leader and the master of all. They said, when the muqtadis came away, and what kind of muqtadis also, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The muqtadi a gaya, so imam a gaya, sallallahu alayhi wasalam.
Unke darbar aqdas mein jab bhi koi غمزدہ آ گیا تشنا کام آ گیا. غم غلط ہو گئے معصیت دھل گئی مغفرت عافیت کا پیام آ گیا. ذکر ساقی کوثر سے اے ہم نشی, ذکر ساقی کوثر سے اے ہم نشی, دل کو کچھ لذت و فرحت ایسی ملی. ذکر ساقی کوثر سے اے ہم نشی, دل کو کچھ لذت و فرحت ایسی ملی. جیسے تسنیم خود سامنے آ گئی, جیسے تسنیم خود سامنے آ گئی, جیسے ہاتھوں میں کوثر کا جام آ گیا. ذکر ساقی کوثر سے اے ہم نشی, دل کو کچھ لذت و فرحت ایسی ملی. But such kind of enjoyment, such kind of ecstasy, such kind of joy. ذکر ساقی کوثر, in the dimension of نبی علیہ السلام's name, نعت شریف, recalling his life, whatever it is. جیسے ہاتھوں میں کوثر کا جام آ گیا. The river of Jannat was there and in his hand came with the kawthar. If only we can develop that kind of love for Allah Ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then see what kind of enjoyment Allah Ta'ala gives in the hearts. And that is what Allah Ta'ala does, He gives in the hearts. Sometimes I mentioned this, that if it was given directly in the hands, then everybody could see. If everybody was receiving some palace falling down from the skies, every time that some ibadat of his got accepted, and every time that he had some Naat Sharif, or every time that he made tilawat of the Quran Sharif, or every time that he shed tears before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and made his istighfar and tawbah, and straight away from the heavens, some kind of certificate came, some kind of announcement was made, the angels made announcements, and everybody could hear all those gifts and promises that Allah Ta'ala has made that falling from the heavens and the skies. So then which person will not become pious and righteous? Because the world is there to look for benefits, investments, all want some gain. So everybody will see that this is a nice, simple, easy thing. Go by istighfar, make some tilawat, make some zikr, make some khidmat of deen and see what you get. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, His raza and His pleasure, He gives it in the heart. The effects are felt in the heart. The person senses it in the heart. So that the people from the outside can't see inside the heart what is happening. I can't see inside your heart, you can't see inside my heart. Each person knows the condition of his heart. The person has got lots of worries and is silent. So his facial expression may show that he's got worries. But you can't read in his heart what all his worries are. In the same way, if a person has got a great amount of joy and happiness and ecstasy, then his facial expression will show that this person is really happy, something, some good news has reached him. That much he will gauge from the outside. But we can't know unless the person tells us that what is that good news. Now when he's going to say that this is the good news that I got, and that is what made me so happy, so much so that the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu ajma'in, that they related that Hadith Sharif, that they saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam so happy, say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we never saw you as happy as this before. And then he mentioned that message came to me that he said, person reads one time, durus upon me, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive his 10 sins. Allah ta'ala will give him 10 blessings, forgive his 10 sins, elevate his stages 10 times. So that's why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was very happy. So the fact is that somebody says why he was happy, then we understand. And why he is sad, then we understand. But we see it through the facial expression. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, just like that. So just like that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when He gives His raza, His pleasure, and an enjoyment, and an ecstasy in that connection and that bond with Him and with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then we can see in the life of that person that there is some kind of enjoyment this person is getting. So what is it that is making me zikr, tilawat, ibadah? There must be some enjoyment, otherwise why must he do it? There must be some kind of bond and connection that is enjoying. Otherwise, why should this person be making tawaf in the 45 degree heat and 50 degree heat, is going round and round, round and round the Kaaba Sharif? Somebody asking me, what's wrong with you? So hot, and you're going round and round the Kaaba Sharif. What if you collapse in the heat? Even when there were floods, years back in the 70s, the flood waters had reached almost half the height of the Kaaba Sharif. At that time they didn't have much drainage and everything. And the rain waters came because they hardly have rain there. And it really comes down to the waters to come into the Haram Sharif. So it was a real scene. We were there that it was a real scene to watch people swimming and making tawaf. Round and round, round and round, swimming. Actually swimming. What beautiful tawaf that was. If you ever really felt like being swimmers, was on that day. Allah, what kind of enjoyment they will be getting? They swim, swim, come up to the Hajra Aswad, make like that, and take and go round and round. And if those who are expert swimmers, then when they come by the Hukne Yamani also, they eat and go that way and touch and carry on. There's really something. The top you watch. Now what is making the person swim and make tawaf? The person is in the heat making tawaf. Late night is making tawaf. Any part of the night or day people are making tawaf at the Kaaba Sharif. There was no enjoyment. It's not farz, it's not wajib. So that is just a little taste that Allah Ta'ala is giving. Just a little. Which makes many people do as tawafs and ibadat and tahajjud and zikr and all kinds of things. Just a little of that taste. That those were really obedient, because the tawaf, even those people could be doing, were not even obedient in other aspects of their lives. They could be making tawaf.
Hajj and Umrah, lots of people can make. People like us who are simple also, weak in every other department, but we're making tawaf, we're making Hajj upon Hajj, Umrah upon Umrah, we can make. The real ashiks of Allah and the real Salat Islam and those who have deep-hearted love and they are obedient to Allah Ta'ala and the real Salat Islam. And if these people, or people like us, if we can still get some enjoyment in that tawaf and ibadah, then what about those people? What Allah Ta'ala will be giving to them? So they have like a passion. Those who run the marathon, morning, evening, any time they run, train, winter, summer, raining, hailing, anything. Run. People tell them, what are you getting at 3 o'clock morning and hitting the road? Because of the passion. Because he's enjoying. Many times I've said how many people, just to get into the Guinness Book of Records, they climb the highest mountains. How many people try to climb Mount Everest? And yet so many people went to rest forever. They tried to climb Mount Everest, they went to rest forever. Never came down again. But after listening to that, still others are climbing. How many others are still climbing? So like that, you must get that kind of passion, the love for deen, for amal, for good actions and deeds. Then we'll enjoy. It must not be like a burden upon our heads. 5 times mass we have to make. One person came from Pakistan here, some years ago, when they had the original masjid here. So he was a guest of someone. And this person here was holding some kind of position there. So now he came down. So this person who guessed he was a namazi, and he should make him namaz in this masjid. So he brought him here. So he brought him here, it was a Jumma day. So he came for Jumma Salah. Then he brought him for Asr, and after Asr was a Janaza Salah. Then he told him after Maghrib there's a Nikah. So he brought him for Maghrib Salah. And then he came for Isha. After Isha he met me. And then he introduced him to so and so. He said, aaj toh bahut namaz hai padhi. Zindagi mein itni nahi padhi. He said, aaj toh bahut namaz hai padhi. He said, la hawla wala quwwat. He said, Maulana sahab, waqi, aaj toh bahut namaz hai padhi. Saath saath janaze ki namaz bhi padhi. He said, kya wahan par kuch mauka nahi milta, kya hai? دعا کیجئے انشاءاللہ آپ جا کر پڑھیں گے انشاءاللہ کر دو تری نماز even now when I think of it it will laugh those who is worth it اللہ آج تو بہت نماز پڑھ لی اللہ تعالیٰ میک اس معاف اللہ تعالیٰ میک اس معاف اللہ تعالیٰ میک اس معاف get to be thanked that we show for Salah. We consider it as a kind of great burden that we need to do 5-10 miles. As we discussed this morning earlier, that if the head is not there in the body, then what are we complaining for? Waqi, the example, is very apt because all over the world we are complaining, Muslim Ummah, suppressed them, oppressed them, smashed them, hit them, destroyed them. So indeed it makes us cry and we should cry. And we should think it's our sins. But if you have to really look at it, then 70% of the ummah, because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, position of salat in deen is like the position of head in the human body. So now if there's no head, then finish, there's no life. Now what are we crying about when there's no life? 70% of the ummah, there's no life. And the 30% that make like us, there's no soul in that namaz. The exceptions are few here and there. So now when the head is not there in the deen, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala it is his ihsan and fazl that because of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam being rahmatul lil alameen, we're still surviving. And we're still enjoying all the ni'mat and bounties. Other nations were wiped out. The sins that we engage in, nations of the past, when they engage in these kind of sins, they're wiped out totally. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq of amal. Tomorrow night is the 27th night. We have already missed the flights of the 21st, 23rd and 25th. If we put our heart, soul and mind into 27, inshallah Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give us according to our talab that we heard this afternoon. So to fine-tune condition of this 27th night. And we don't know whether we'll get another 27th night. In fact, from now we don't even know whether we'll get tomorrow's 27th night. So if we are fortunate to be alive, then let me make the best of it. Sleep during the day a little, or as much as we wish to. It doesn't mean a person will only sleep and pick up, and on these big days and nights, that a few hours of sleep are required. We are human beings. We are not going to rest a little bit in the morning, then we can't stay awake at night. So we have to change our whole routines. And normally we sleep at night. And we stay awake during the day. Now we have to bring a little change. If we stay awake more at night, and sleep a little and rest during the day. It must not be that by the time it's 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night, I'm feeling very sleepy now. Why? Because whole day I was reading Quran Sharif and making zikr and tilawat and ibadat, so now I'm very, very sleepy and feeling sleepy. So try to stay awake during the night. And tomorrow it's going to be difficult here with all this, because of the crowd that we get normally. So we won't be even getting into anything. But 2-3 hours we do break for some rest. But like that, we have spent so many nights in preparation for just for weddings and walimas and all those kind of things, or just parties and braais and picnics, and I don't know in our lifetime how many nights we wasted in card games and other kinds of evil and haram entertainment and pleasures all night to stay awake. And they return only after Fajr. Or when the sun rises, then they return from the beach. So many nights we have wasted like that. What difference will it make if you have spent 1 or 2 nights in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala? It will not be like passing time. When we were students in India, on big nights, we used to see, and we were sometimes part of it, they say, to pass time. But it's not passing time, is it? Engage yourself in something. But still, the person then feels sleepy, then he mustn't be reading, it just be in his hand. He doesn't know what he's reading. Then he will sleep over here. It's not farz, it's not wajib, but still, all the rewards that are promised, the person must look forward to it. But as human beings, some people are overcome with sleep. And over some, it's the sukoon that they get, so much of sukoon that they go to sleep. So much of rahmat descends, that in that sakina that descends, they go off to sleep. So now I enjoy the sleep. As long as you don't engage in fever, and backbiting, chit-chat, and gossip, all those kind of things. So tomorrow night at least we'll go here if you have, you know, the car for you going to be coming. There will be lots of people. But the masjid is quite spacious, so at least those who are here, you know, to talk. That's why we only take limited numbers. So we have to take everybody we can go in a place. And spread out. Don't sit next to your friend. When you sit next to your friend, then you're going to talk, talk, talk. Sit next to strangers here. With your Quran Sharif in your hand. Somebody wants to talk to you, now you've got your Quran Sharif, now you finish, not going to talk. Start some namaz, take some tasbih and read. Start making dua. As the person starts talking while she's making dua with your hands up, then telling you, say Ameen on my dua. I'm making dua, you also say Ameen. And start a nice long dua, they'll disappear from you. And if you don't have the strength to make dua, read namaz or zikr, then lie down and cover your head. Finish. And just silently, without. Then we enjoy the night. It is not a movement. You know, it's not what can you do. You will come on these nights, so we make dua, ya Allah, make us zariya of hidayat, and give us hidayat to induce us for the service of your deen. So Allah Ta'ala uses his ihsan. But in reality, the heart desires, which is just one corner somewhere, and there will be nobody in between us. Finish. That was more cubicle in finish. And in khalwat. Let's see what enjoyment is. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, in one i'tikaf, in staying there. Now people just not giving him any kind of chair, no, midnight, prince or night. Everybody said, hey, mera chacha aaya hai, zara mulaqat kar liya. Yes, Nana has come, mulaqat. This one has come, mulaqat. All mulaqats, and then they're sitting now and talking. So, the Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah is very witty also. This, after a little while, then he said, Nana, Ramzan Sharif mein, shayateen ko qaid kar liya jata hai. Ab, aisa maloom hota hai ki mere shayateen ko azad kar liya jata hai. Like after he said that, there's nothing wrong with mulaqat, how old he said. He finished after they're going to do a work. They're just sitting and wanting to talk at night. They appreciated it, they valued it. But tomorrow, make condition in mind. This is what we want to do. Spend as much of the night. We have those programs, we break a little bit here, there, and all that, so that people get the best of both worlds, living before the spirit and before occupying the ibadah. But in reality, it should have been each individual has his own ibadah as much as possible. All this is not farz wajib, and neither sunnah. As I explained the other day, it's all ilajan, that's all. Because you just leave them loose and say, I don't know, all night engage in God. We know what our condition is. So although the health does not really warrant very much now before to stay away all night with everybody and have so many programs in the night. But with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's tawfiq, whatever I can bring, inshallah, will help more. May go up in my health and acceptance. And just to give you all some kind of a glad tidings. It was 3 years ago that our second session here was Zika. And then somebody fell off to sleep and then saw in a dream Nabi Muhammad on the wings of angels coming from that from the right side and he said on the shore, he said, and then pass. It's my role for the world. Another person was having a lot of doubts about these programs. So he saw Nabi Rasulullah Islam in a supermarket trolley filled with coffees. And he came in and distributed the coffees to all the recipients and ladies and then passed to the other. So what were those coffees? So I don't have anything but it was the class of the people sitting there. So make the best of it, although you know that it's not ta'een, it's not fixed like 27 nights later to Qadr. But if you apply yourself and you ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, inshallah you'll give it. Because you missed already the 23rd. And now he says, Allah, whatever it is, give us, make it a Laylatul Qadr for us. So if it's not Laylatul Qadr also, that Allah Ta'ala's ihsan is unlimited.
His rahmat and mercy has got no limits and boundaries. He said his love and now many start teaching. The person will experience it. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sallim. يا رحيم يا كريم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما رحم فرما اے رب کریم ہمیں صحت دے عافیت دے سلامت عزت والی زندگی دے اللہ کا رسوائی سے حفاظت بلیس بی دی بیسٹ آف دنیا Overlook and forgive my beloved Allah our sins, our mistakes. We haven't shown appreciation for the Mubarak days in Hajj. We haven't been able to achieve anything in the Mubarak. Ghaflat mein hamari zindagi guzar gayi. We cannot bring back even 1 second from the time that has passed. But whatever time remains, my beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to do everything that is pleasing to you. Make our fasting maqbool, our zikr accepted, our tilawat aramdikal. Qubool farma, qubool farma. Bless us all with good health, with long life, with prosperity, with happiness, with your qurb, with your marifat, with yaqeen, with your tawakkul and trust. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are spiritually sick, we are physically. Ey Rabbe Kareem, bless us with shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ek din marna hai akhir maut. Don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram or shifa. In the time of our death, come seek us to Medina for you. Bless us with Shahadat in Medina. Bless us with burial in Baqi. It is not destined wherever it may be, but it is a stay with your peace. Fulfill the good wishes, desires, aspirations of each and every one who has raised his hand before you this part of the night. Remove the difficulties, hardship, pain, and suffering of mankind around the world, and especially the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى خَيْرِ خَلْقِهِ سَيِّدِنَا وَنَبِيِّنَا وَشَفِيعِنَا وَمَوْلَانَا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.